Good evening, American Fork. This is Tom Tolbert here with you. It's October 31st, 2014. It's Halloween in St. George, Utah for the Red Rocks Invitational. I've seen 30 bands already today, and you're the final one. I'm adjudicating percussion today, and very, very much looking forward to seeing your show for a lot of reasons. And I'm really looking forward to it. Hoping for a great show, great run, great presentation, great production values, and as usual, excellence. All right, I'll check out and be back in a sec. We'll go ahead and let it run here. We're coming onto the field, but doing some sound checking. Pre-show presentation. Everybody's evidently leaving the barbershop salon. Coming onto the
field. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us from American Fork, Utah, please welcome the American Fork High School Marching Band.
Need some electricity. We need more power. Yeah.
Program of Bad Hair Day.
So that's what that means.
From Peer Gynt Suite Number 1, Opus 46 by Edvard Grieg. The Barber of Seville by Giacchino Rossini. Hunting Wabbits, A Bad Hair Day by Gordon Goodwin, and Can Can from Orpheus in the Underworld.
Oh my goodness.
By Jacques Offenbach. The 2014
what an eclectic
UMKA
mix of music.
Red Rocks Marching Band Invitational is proud to present drum majors Thomas Jetkins, Maren McAllister, Wyatt Gillis, Kara Cannon, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
All right, here we go, American Fork. Always love how you use the entire field. Nice sonorities here on the little triangle or the crotali on top. Everything else building underneath. I'd like to have the vibraphones pronounce a little bit more, come across just a little bit more. Actually, I think all the mallets could afford to play out just a little bit. I know you're going to get louder here, but the amplification's very hot on the soloists. A very harp-like phrasing, except for that last xylophone note. What was that? All right. Nice. Very complex writing way in the back. Loud, then soft, and then bringing it back into the center. Boy, if that was a big retard right there, I think that would have had just a little bit more impact. But it's not going to be because of all the activity in the battery percussion as it is. Yeah. Great presentation. Love the communication all the way from the back sideline to the front. Oh, yeah. Great clarity on that descending melodic line. Very nice effects with the muffled. Yeah. Yeah. Watch, we don't have notes pop out of the ensemble bass drums. Keep the blend. Nice blend there. Melodically, tenors to bass drums. Really don't want to hear a bass drum pop out of the ensemble unless it's in the front ensemble for a reason. Yeah. Nice job of the waterfall. The sequential idea, I was going to say, can we reinforce that? But we're reinforcing the other side, the ascending part. Nice. Setting up the phrase. Very solid pulse here. Very clean articulations in the battery. want the tenors to balance the bass drums a little bit more, or the other way around. And more timpani in the can-can. Yeah. Little Warner Brothers in there. Great rhythmic readability. There we go, bass drums. I like the voice leading tenors to snares to bass drums. Very characteristic. Very nicely played. And then velocity in the front ensemble, maintaining the impact. Yeah. A ghosted note there in the snares. Yeah. Cha-cha-boom. Very nice linear writing where the battery ends the phrase in the pit. Nice. This is very pretty. Combination of good technique and great orchestration and arrangement and performance. I love the way we're covering the low end of the marimba. It's giving us a lot of range in the front ensemble. Nice job with the rolls moving side to side. My mallets are having a bad day or day. I like the way the tenors are integrated in melodic lines. We've got to balance them to the bass drums and to the everything that's amplified. So you've got to bring the tenor voice up somehow without overplaying. Nice. Awesome. Now the rhythmic patterns into the roll patterns. Nicely done. That tenor voice is so critical. Yeah, digga 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 digga. Nice job floating from the duple to the triplet. There we go, hard mallets on the front, yeah. Great. Nice control with the single sticking there. Yeah, tenors. Great readability. Yeah. Very nice. Very, very nice. Just wonderful to just listen to. Not trying to pick it apart, but just listen and enjoy. Excuse me. I was enjoying myself. Great job with the dynamics and the single stickings again. Nice. Call response handled very well. Back to front. Watch bass drums a little bit. Maintain the velocity through here. The xylophone's helpful there. Watch Watch that. Maintain the velocity so we don't lose some of the clarity in those 16th note runs in the mallets. There we go. Quick recovery. Yeah. Gotta work it. Very nice. Yeah. Bravo. 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 Good job, American Fork. Great show. Awesome. 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 Thank you so much. You make this so easy. Wow, I had a smile on my face that whole last minute that was just cracking me up. Just awesome, just watching the velocity. There's some minor issues. You got minor issues that you can take care of, maintaining that velocity. But boy, the energy necessary to make this show work from beginning to end is very, very impressive. And you guys are supplying it in loads. Very nice. Issues to talk about is you got to balance the tenors a little bit more to the bass drums. There tend to be a little bit of imbalance in that melodic side of the batter heads, and bass drums projecting really well, and tenors not so much, depending on where they are on the field. We also have issues sometimes where the bass drums are popping out of the ensemble a little bit, so watch the touch. Make sure that the hands are even, that drum to drum, we got the same dynamic values. It's very important. And let's see, what else? I'm sure I covered it already in the tape. We had that weird xylophone note in the beginning. I'm not sure what that was all about. But most impressive. I love the 16th note runs. I love it when the battery doubles mallet contributions. And I love it when it all comes together and wins a big show like this. So awesome show, American Fork. I hope it works out as well for you on the other captions. I don't see why not. It's not my job. But percussively, definitely cream of the crop, best of the class today. And you have my eternal thanks and gratitude for being so darn good after such a long day of judging. So thank you so much. Hope it works out well for you tomorrow. Keep the energy. I think if anything, again, just balance in spots and energy all the way through. Make sure that we don't lose any of that momentum. And the show's a winner. Okay? Bravo. Thank you.